This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, Mann Ki Baat is an excellent platform to bring to the fore the collective efforts of the people to the public. He said the recent developments like the inauguration of the world's largest LEAP engine MRO facility in Hyderabad, induction of INS Mahe into the Indian Navy, unveiling of Skyroot's Infinity Campus in the country reflect India's new thinking, innovation and youth power. Sharing his thoughts in his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat, on Akashwani, the Prime Minister said, achieving a major milestone in the agriculture sector, India has set a historic record with food grain production of 357 million tons.
Saathiyo, krishi kshetra mein bhi desh ne badi uplabdhi hasil ki. Bharat ne 357 million ton ke khadyan utpadan ke saath ek aitihasik record banaya hai. 357 million ton, 10 saal pehle ki tulna mein, Bharat ka khadyan utpadan 100 million ton aur badh gaya hai.
The Prime Minister said the month of November brought along many inspirations.
26 November ko Samvidhan Divas par Central Hall mein vishesh karyakram ka aayojan hua. Vande Mataram ke 150 varsh hone par pure desh mein hone wale karyakramon ki shandar shuruaat hui. 25 November ko Ayodhya mein Ram Mandir par dharma dhwaja ka aarohan hua. Isi din Kurukshetra ke Jyotisar mein panch janya smarak ka lokarpan hua.
Referring to the fourth Kashi Tamil Sangamam, which will commence on the 2nd of next month at Namo Ghat in Kashi, Mr. Modi said this year's program has a very interesting theme, Learn Tamil, Tamil Karakalam. The government today held an all-party meeting at the Parliament House Annex ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting attended by 50 leaders from 36 political parties. Speaking after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the meeting was held in a positive atmosphere. He said government has appealed floor leaders of all political parties for cooperation during the winter session for smooth functioning of the two houses. Mr. Rijiju informed that tentatively 14 items of legislative and other business will be taken up during the session. He also said the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floor of the houses as per rules of both houses. Leaders of different political parties expressed their views on various issues likely to be raised by them during the session and assured the government to provide full cooperation. Beginning tomorrow, the winter session will continue till the 19th of next month. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. As per the revised notification, the Commission extended the deadline for enumeration to the 11th of next month. The draft electoral roll will now be published on the 16th of next month and the final electoral roll will be published on the 14th of February next year. Delhi Police Special Cell has busted a terror module linked to a Pakistan-backed gangster. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, additional CP, Special Cell Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said the module is being led by a Pakistani national, Shehzad Bhatti, who is currently working at the behest of the Intelligence Agency of Pakistan. He said that three people have been arrested in this case, hailing from Punjab, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Cyclonic storm Dithwa is likely to move nearly northwards, parallel to North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coasts during the next 24 hours. While moving northwards, the cyclonic storm will be centered over southwest Bay of Bengal within a minimum distance of 60 kilometers by afternoon and 30 kilometers in the evening from the Tamil Nadu Puducherry coastline by this evening. Under its influence, heavy to heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. The Met Department has advised fishermen not to venture into the coastal areas of Sri Lanka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coasts till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.